The damage is extensive, and the death toll continues to mount around the Indonesian city of Palu. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck north of that city Friday, generating a tsunami that barreled into an ocean inlet to the south. Palu is at the end of that inlet. Government figures quoted in local news media say at least 1,200 people are dead, and that number is expected to rise. And damage to buildings, roads, and bridges has been extensive.
Indonesia is still recovering from another earthquake 2 months ago, and this new disaster is stretching relief capacity. The aid group World Vision is part of both relief efforts. Earlier today, I spoke with World Vision's Margie Sirigar. She's in Jakarta, and she told me people in Palu are still seeking higher ground for fear of new tremors.
Right now, I guess people are still evacuated themselves in camps and high hills in the hilly area because they are still afraid of the next tsunami. The aftershocks still happened, so they are still in fear whether there is another tsunami coming, and they are in the shortage of water, food, and also emergency shelters. And we found out that there are also several areas that we cannot access yet because there are damaged roads along the way.
Have relief teams been able to reach the area?
Yeah, we have 38 staff already in the place before the earthquake happened. We are providing some public kitchen and children feeding. However, because the airport is still closed because of the damage, they cannot reach in the right time. So they have to go to southern part of this island called Makassar, and by road they have to travel around 18 to 24 hours, depending on the vehicle, to reach Palu and the affected area.
So if the airport is closed and relief teams need 18 to 24 hours to reach people who are already struggling to get food and water, it seems that things could become much worse very quickly.
Well, this is the fourth day after the event, but you are right, this is a critical moment, especially for those people that are trapped or in the remaining of the buildings. However, they also tried to reach the area with helicopter, like the army. But today, because people are started to get panic, they closed the community there, closed the airport because they really wanted to get out from the city.
Indonesia has had many earthquakes and tsunamis in the past. How does this compare to other disasters that your organization has responded to?
The issue with this disaster is actually it happens right after the earthquake that affects Lombok Island. Just 2 months after that, the tsunami and earthquake happened. And this is in another area where we have to deploy again a separate team to this area. And I think this is what makes us very stretched.
Margie Sirigar, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, too. You're welcome.
She is Humanitarian Emergency Affairs Director with World Vision, speaking with us from Jakarta, Indonesia.